This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. One ventures into conversations about the bond market at one's own risk. Important, yes, but not the most gripping of topics, I think we can agree. Herewith, though, an exception that wraps in the global economy, geopolitics, and national security. Earlier this week, in response to a Bloomberg News Freedom of Information Act request, we should say, the Treasury Department disclosed for the first time how much U.S. debt is held by Saudi Arabia. That is, how much in dollars the Saudis hold in Treasury bonds. Andrea Wong wrote the story. Andrea, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
This information about Saudi holdings of U.S. Treasuries has been secret up till now. Why?
Yeah. So the story has to go all the way back to the fall of 1973, when the U.S. had a big oil shock because of Arab countries imposed an oil embargo on us. It really hurt the U.S. economy a lot. It widened the budget deficit. And what the Treasury was trying to do at that time was trying to get the petrodollar back into the United States. We've paid these countries a lot of money for their oil, and now we want it back to fill our budget deficit and basically get the country running. So it was kind of like a trade-off, you know. We'll keep your holding secret, but buy our bonds, basically. So that's lasted for 40 years.
Put it into context for me. I mean, we all know, or we hear all the time, that the Chinese have, you know, $1 trillion plus or minus of American debt. Where do the Saudis fall on the global scale?
Right. So according to Treasury data, which doesn't provide a complete picture of their true holdings, their holdings stood at around $120 billion as of March, which, like you said, compared to China, Japan, which is way north of $1 trillion, doesn't look that much. But then the question becomes, is that it or they are putting it somewhere else?
Help me understand why transparency on the holders of U.S. debt is important.
We want to know who owns us, right? The U.S. has the world's biggest and deepest, most liquid bond market, except for, you know, a short period during the 90s when we were able to close the budget deficit. We've always been, you know, borrowing more than, you know, we could afford just to spend. So it's really important who owns us, right? And around 60% of all treasuries are actually owned by foreign holders, such as China, Japan.
60%, right?
Yes, a little less than two-thirds. Yeah. So it's important to understand what our relationship with these countries are and how much debt they have.
There has been much made the past couple of days of Saudi threats to sell off its holdings of U.S. debt in response to disclosures about September 11th and possibly what the Saudis might have known or done. Do you think that's a real threat? Do you think the Saudis would actually unload their holdings?
That's a very good question. I think the figure came from a Times piece back in April when the Times reported that Saudi Arabia officials were threatened to sell $750 billion of treasuries and other holdings in the U.S. if that bill is passed. The question becomes, wow, $750 billion is a really big number. Where else can you put it, right? And the reality is there is not that many places where you can put that large chunk of money in and still have a positive yield. I mean, I can't say it's an empty threat because they might well really try to do it if that bill is passed. But it's a lot more complicated than just simply saying that.
Andrea Wong writes for Bloomberg, this time specifically about Saudi Arabia and its holdings of American debt. Andrea, thanks very much.
Thank you.